Welcome to More Wealth Retirement Talk with Shauna and Dave Moore of More Wealth Management. Retirement planning comes with unique challenges, like managing market volatility, staying ahead of inflation, and building a strategy that aligns with your goals. On this show, we'll tackle your biggest financial concerns, share actionable insights, and explore strategies to help you navigate your journey to retirement confidence. Now let's get started with More Wealth Retirement Talk.
Hello, and welcome to More Wealth Retirement Talk. My name is Shauna Moore from More Wealth, and if you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 833-4-MY-WEALTH. That's 833-469-9325, or visit us online at morewealthtalk.com. That's M-O-O-R-E. wealthtalk.com, while at our website, you can click on the radio page and check out our past shows and subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. So think back perhaps to the summer of, say, 2024. The market and the broader economy were stable, and because of that, you decided that you're officially retiring at some point in 2025. But now here we are in the first part of 2025. Tariffs are dominating the news. The market has cratered, the economy, anxiety is surging, all of which begs the question, is 2025 still my year? Before we get into today's subject, let me introduce my co-host, Tony Shore. Hi, Tony. How are you?
All right. Well, I'm doing great. Thanks, Shauna. Great to be here. I've had a great week. Got to take a couple of days off, which I haven't done in quite a while. So that was fun. But glad to be back here with you this week. And I'm excited about today's show. This is such a great topic you've picked out. I know a lot of people have been concerned, you know, with the market volatility a month ago. If they're retiring within the next 5 years, they're like, am I going to be able to? But it's all about having a plan. And we're going to talk about some of that today, like you mentioned, and I think it's going to be good. But I've been great. How have you been? You've been busy, haven't you? You did a TV taping and everything else.
I did. I was in Long Island for a TV taping with Tom Hegna. We'll talk more about that on a future episode. But that will be airing probably in July. And so that was fun. I was also in our Nashville office last week. So it's kind of good to be home back in Phoenix. But I do travel back and forth. So a lot going on.
Yeah, you've got a lot going on. And that's right. You have the office in Nashville. I lived in Nashville for 6 years. Love it. Have so many friends there. Did radio there. Love Nashville. So that's great.
Yes.
You make me jealous. Well. I haven't been there in a while.
Right. I really miss it when I'm back home in Arizona, but I love Arizona as well. So again, we're going to be living in both states soon. So very excited. And we enjoy both of the states.
Yeah. You'll be splitting your time there. That's great. Well, I think, I have to admit, I think it's best to stay calm with all the financial news that's been hitting in the last couple of months. It does make it hard, but I'm hopeful that today's show will soothe some nerves out there.
Hopefully. And the reason we picked this topic is because we've had a lot of individual conversations with our clients over the last couple of months. So we thought it was really important to talk about this. There was recently a Kiplinger article titled, "Is 2025 a Bad Year to Retire with the Stock Market in the Dumps?" So, 2025, not exactly rolling out the red carpet for retirees, right? Markets are sliding. 401ks are looking a little slim. The tariffs are still hanging around like that one guest who won't leave the party. And, because why not? Egg prices have jumped nearly 60% over the past year. Who knew omelets would become a luxury item? But if you're planning to retire this year, and we have a lot of clients that are, it's completely normal to feel a little nervous. It's nerve-wracking anyway. No one dreams, though, of starting retirement with their investments down and inflation up. And with retirement potentially stretching 20 or 30 years, that's a long runway to think about. But here's what we will zoom out. Whether 2025 is truly a bad year to retire really depends on your personal setup. How much have you saved? Where will you be drawing income from? What kind of lifestyle are you envisioning for your golden retirement years? Poolside margaritas or low-key garden days? But a financial pro puts it like this. If you're planning to live off your principal right away, this might be a bumpier start. But if you can delay tapping into those core savings, maybe live off of other income sources, then hey, 2025 might still work out fine for you. So don't let the headlines make the call for you. Your retirement timing isn't just about the markets. It's about your goals, your flexibility, and maybe even your tolerance for $9 eggs.
Yeah. That's why when I went to the all-you-can-eat brunch, I ate my own weight in Eggs Benedict, like I mentioned before. Perfect. On the show, just to, with the price of eggs, I came out ahead. That's the thing. Exactly. You got to put the positive spin on it. But let's start with that potential bad news first. Why might 2025 be a bad year for folks to retire?
Well, let's talk about something that doesn't get nearly enough airtime, but can make or break your retirement plans. And that's the dreaded sequence of returns risk. Sounds fancy, right? But here's the simple version. If the market takes a dip right as you're stepping into retirement and you need to start withdrawing money from your investments, you might be pulling from your portfolio at the absolute worst possible time. And when you sell low, the money doesn't get a chance to bounce back when the market eventually recovers. Ouch. Now, so far, 2025 is giving off please proceed with caution vibes. The markets are dipping. Let's be honest. We've been riding pretty good waves for a while now. So a correction was bound to happen eventually. But the key question is, how flexible are you when it comes to pulling money from your portfolio? Because here's the deal. If you're in a position where you have to sell investments while they're down 20%, that's what we call a double whammy. Not only are prices down, but now you're locking in those losses just to cover expenses. So it's like selling your car during a snowstorm because gas is too expensive. It might feel necessary, but it's probably not the best timing. And then here's another trap. When people see their portfolio drop, their instinct is to get super conservative and run for the hills, or at least for cash. But going all in on cash during a downturn, that's like jumping out of the boat mid-storm. You miss the rebound, and history shows time and time again that rebounds happen.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, if you think back to the Great Recession of 2008 or the COVID dip of 2020, I mean, huge market drops, the people who stayed the course through those times, they didn't just recover. They came out ahead.
Absolutely. That's right. But back then, those who bailed and locked in their losses, they made the classic investing mistake: selling low and buying high. It's the exact opposite of what we're supposed to do, but emotions are sneaky like that. So if the portfolio doesn't recover because it's sitting in cash, that could mean having to go back to work. And let's be real, you probably won't land your old job with the corner office and Friday donut perks. It might be more like a part-time gig or something that just covers the basics, not exactly the dream retirement. So here's a simpler way to think about it. If you could cover your living expenses for the next maybe 2 to 3 years without touching your investments, you're probably in a good spot to retire, even with a rocky market. But if you know you'll need to start selling stocks just to pay the bills, it might be smart to wait it out just a little bit longer, give the market some breathing room, and give yourself some breathing room. Remember, retirement isn't just about timing the market, it's about timing your life.
Yeah, exactly. So let's take a moment here to let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you, because it sounds like the key is going to be working with a financial professional, somebody like yourself. How can our listeners get a hold of you to get a plan in place or get a second opinion on where they're at?
Absolutely, Tony. Listeners, they can visit our website. That's more, M-O-O-R-E, wealthtalk.com, or they can call us at 833-4-MY-WEALTH. That's 833-469-9325. And we can schedule a quick 15-minute kind of discovery call just to learn a little bit about their situation. They can ask some questions. And if it makes sense for us to move forward, then we can schedule a more in-depth conversation from there.
Sounds good. And, you know, you've been talking about the current financial picture, whether 2025 is still a good year to retire. There's some bad news that we've talked about. How about a dose of good news now, Shauna?
Yeah. So the same article, the Kiplinger article, is 2025 a bad year to retire with the stock market in the dumps? It does give us some reasons for optimism. So again, let's be real. Stocks go up, stocks go down. That's just what they do. But if you've been playing the long game, saving consistently, diversifying your investments, and keeping your debt under control, then hey, 2025 might be just fine for retiring, seriously. Inflation Well, it's actually behaving for now. The consumer price index for February came in at 2.8% year over year, according to the article, which is much better than expected. So that's not too shabby. Tariffs are still a bit of a wild card, but so far your morning coffee and grocery bill haven't exploded yet. But before you start packing for that celebratory cruise or digging out your pickleball paddle, the article urges you to do a little financial pulse check to make sure you're truly retirement ready, especially if the market throws a tantrum in your first couple of years out of the workforce.
So what kind of information could be revealed during a pulse check or one of these checkups?
Well, a few key questions to ask yourself, kind of like a retirement readiness quiz, but without the number two pencil. Have you been maxing out your 401k and making catch-up contributions? Have you teamed up with a financial professional to optimize your tax situation? You want to make sure you're ready for tax efficiency in retirement. Is your living situation affordable, stable, preferably not driving you nuts? You know, have you paid off your mortgage, or is your mortgage at a payment that you can afford throughout retirement? And then maybe most importantly, can you emotionally handle watching your portfolio dip without freaking out now that you're not getting a steady paycheck? So you want to make sure that you can emotionally handle that and not make those emotional decisions to where you do sell, capture those losses and miss out on the rebound. But a financial services professional also quoted in the article recommended running a few what-if scenarios. And that's what we do with our clients. So what happens if your portfolio drops 10% in the first year? Do you still have enough cash on hand to cover your expenses? If you start taking withdrawals from your 401k or your IRA and the market is still sluggish, are you still going to be okay? So finding a financial professional, like what we do with our income plans for our clients, is we can run a couple of scenarios and say, how secure is your portfolio if you do experience a larger downturn than expected?
Yeah. So working with you is another way we can answer some of the vital questions that may help us determine if 2025 is our retirement year, right?
That's right. Exactly. And, you know, because here's the thing, the retirement isn't a financial finish line. It's the start of a whole new chapter of your life, whether that's, you know, traveling the world, spending more time with your grandkids, or finally learning how to bake sourdough without setting off the smoke alarm. It should be something you're excited about. If all the signs point to yes, and you've done all the work to get here, then don't let the market noise throw you off course. But if you're not feeling confident, or if you're already eyeing next year's retirement numbers, there's no shame in hitting the pause button and waiting just a little bit longer. You know, retirement should feel right in your gut, you know, have fun and maybe even feel like a little bit more freedom.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I'm curious, what does 2025 look like for people who are running a bit behind where they would like to be with their retirement savings?
Well, that's a really great question. And a different Kiplinger article, Late to the Retirement Savings Party, Five Tips for 2025, has some helpful perspective. So the first recommendation is to build retirement savings with catch-up contributions. So if your 401k looks a little neglected, now is the time seriously to show it some love. Even small changes can make a huge difference and impact on your overall 401k plan. In 2025, if you're under 50, you can contribute up to $23,500. But even if you can't swing the maximum, at least make sure that you're maximizing your company's match if they offer one. That's basically free money. So, I mean, who's going to say no to free money? I wouldn't, would you?
No, definitely right. Not.
Right. So now let's say your company does match 100% of, say, up to 5% of your salary. If you make $70,000 and contribute that 5%, that's $3,500. You'd end up with $7,000 going into your 401k that year. If you do that consistently, boom, over 10 years with a 7% return, you're looking at more than $100,000. So, you know, not too shabby. If you're 50 and older, take advantage of the catch-up contributions. You can put in up to $31,000 this year in 2025. And if you're between 60 and 63, there's a super catch that bumps it up to $34,750. So think of it as turbocharging your nest egg. Beyond that, consider adding some extra savings to the mix. You know, you can save in an IRA, just a regular brokerage account, into ETFs, index funds, maybe even an annuity, depending on your goals. And before you panic about being behind, check out the average savings by age. Odds are you're probably doing better than you think.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. And I know you say a lot of people, when they first come to you, they're surprised at how when you show them where they're at. It's not that bad. So it might not be as bad as you think. This is good advice, though. What's next?
Well, the other two powerful ways that you can boost your retirement game is you can work a little longer and making your savings automatic. So not exactly revolutionary advice, but it really does work. So we all have that magic number in our heads. I'm retiring at 62, not a day later, right? But adding just a couple extra working years can do wonders for your overall retirement outlook. More time to save, more time for your investments to grow, and more time to pay down any debt that you might still have, whether that's credit card debts or maybe you still have a small car loan, things like that, that can really have a huge impact on your retirement. And then here's the real MVP move: making your savings automatic. Take yourself out of the decision-making loop. If the money leaves your paycheck or your bank account before you even see it, you probably won't even miss it. And your future self will be doing a little happy dance. It's kind of like financial stealth mode. So you learn to live on less without even realizing it, and your nest egg quietly fattens up in the background. So if you're serious about retiring comfortably, maybe even with some champagne on hand, a few extra years of working, some autopilot savings, you know, maximizing your 401k, that can make all the difference in the world.
Well, this is great information. I mean, you've given us a lot to think about so far today, Shauna. But I'm curious, you know, what have you been seeing from your clients? Are people coming into you, not just clients, but people who want to get advice, who might be concerned? How are you able to help them with their fears? Or what do you do for people you work with to help them with this?
Well, we sit down and really just have a conversation with them to find the whole picture, see what they're doing, what their goals are, and really find out, do they have that ability or that wiggle room to say maybe delay their retirement? Or if they really want to retire now, what can we do to maybe tighten up the budget and so that it will work until the market kind of recovers? But also for our current clients that or even people that come into us that maybe have seen some market downturns, it's really just about having that conversation so that they feel that, hey, they're going to be okay. If you haven't sold and taken those losses, the market's going to be recovering. We've seen a little bit of recovery already, and really just knowing that they have a professional, you know, by their side to help them through that process. And part of that does come with our retirement income plan that's extremely detailed, that talks about these types of things, you know, growth in the market, losses, and really plans for that, but also finding a piece of their retirement portfolio that we protect, whether that's safe investments in the market that have low volatility, using certain types of insurance products, annuities, life insurance, and really making sure that we're designing their retirement plan so that it is, you know, as rock solid as it can be, has really helped them. And so, you know, if we need to make adjustments, we've done that with a few clients where maybe we've taken a little bit on the side. But for the most part, our clients have stayed in the market because they already know that we've diversified, we have some safety pieces in place. And we have clients that are retiring this year, and they're not delaying their retirement goals because we've been working with them together, and just having that peace of mind knowing they're not doing it by themselves. They're not going this alone has really made a difference for our clients, I believe.
Oh yeah, that's huge. And I think having a plan and a financial advisor who can look at it without the emotion after watching news headlines about, you know, market volatility and what's the future going to look like. And you've been doing this a long time, helping people. So having that knowledge and that peace of mind is a big part of it. And not having to worry about that. That's really great.
Right.
And I think that's so huge. So for our listeners out there, if they want to get a plan in place or have you look at where they're at and talk to you about this, ask you some questions, how can they do that?
Well, Tony, they can call us at our toll-free number. That's 833-4-MY-WEALTH. That's 833-469-9325. Or they can visit us on our website at more, M-O-O-R-E, wealthtalk.com. We have our past radio show podcasts, and they can also subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. And then just one quick parting tip is just to take what the media portrays out there and just keep in mind that it may not be as bad as what the media is trying to portray, and just work with a professional, whether that's us or someone else, so that you can really kind of get the full facts without the media hype.
There you go. I like that, because boy, do they hype it. And that's great. It's a good resource. Well, I'll tell you what, Shauna, great show today. We covered a lot, and I think it's been fantastic. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of More Wealth Retirement Talk with our host, Shauna Moore.
Thank you for joining us for More Wealth Retirement Talk. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Shauna and Dave Moore at Moore Wealth Management at 480-800-7077 or visit morewealthmanagement.net. Join us again soon for another episode of More Wealth Retirement Talk.
Advisory services are offered through More Wealth Partners, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services are offered through More Wealth Management, an affiliated company. More Wealth Partners and More Wealth Management are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Federal Medicare program or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.